And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 20th of December, 2015. It's the birthday of the Russian writer Yevgenia Ginsberg, who was born on this day in Moscow, 1904, teacher, journalist. When she was 32, she was arrested in a roundup by the state, her husband, parents, also arrested. Ginsberg, sentenced as an enemy of the people, served 18 years in prison and forced labor or exile, 10 years in Siberia. She survived to write memoirs of her time in the Gulag, Journey into the Whirlwind and Within the Whirlwind, published abroad, but 12 years after she died in 1977, her books were finally published in the Soviet Union. It's the birthday of Hortense Kalischer, born in New York City, 1911. Father was a manufacturer of soap and perfume. Kalischer grew up well-to-do during the Depression, did not try to publish anything until she was almost 40, sent some of her stories to The New Yorker, which published five of them. First novel, False Entry, was published in 1961, 600 pages long. After that, she turned out book after book, 23 novels and short story collections. She was 90 years old, Hortense Kalischer, when she published her last novel, Sunday Jews, in 2002. And 2 years later, her memoir, Tattoo for a Slave. It's the birthday of W.B. Yeats's great love, the Irish revolutionary Maud Gonne, born in Surrey, England, 1865. They met when they were both 25 years old. He fell in love with her right away. He was in love with her for the rest of his life, William Butler Yeats. She was tall, beautiful. Yeats wrote, "I had never thought to see in a living woman such great beauty, a complexion like the blossom of apples." In response to one of Yeats's marriage proposals, Maud Gonne told him, "You would not be happy with me. You make beautiful poetry out of what you call your unhappiness, and you are happy in that. Poets should never marry." Years later, she wrote a letter to him and said, "Our children were your poems, of which I was the father, sowing the unrest that made them possible, and you the mother who brought them forth in suffering and in the highest beauty." And it was on this day in 1803 the Louisiana Purchase was completed for $15 million, about 3 cents an acre, from Montana all the way to the port of New Orleans, doubling the size of the United States. Here's a poem for today by Carol Ann Duffy, The Bee Carol. Silently on Christmas Eve, the turn of midnight's key, all the garden locked in ice, a silver freeze except the winter cluster of the bees. Flightless now and shivering around their queen, they cling, every bee a gift of heat. She will not freeze within the winter cluster of the bees. Bring me for my Christmas gift a single golden jar. Let me taste the sweetness there. But honey, leave to feed the winter cluster of the bees. Come with me on Christmas Eve to see the silent hive, trembling stars cloistered above, and then believe, bless the winter cluster of the bees. The Bee Carol by Carol Ann Duffy from her collection The Bees, published by Faber and Faber and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.